The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. Come on, girl. Oh my gosh, I just love it when he says that in the song. Oh my gosh, I've got Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Robin Perry Braun in studio with me today. So how you guys doing?
Good.
Dan the man, how you doing? I saw you running through the hall. Yeah. As we passed like strangers in the night.
No, I'm reading this article that kind of interesting.
What is it?
A Billy the Kid photo, it's appraised at $5 million, was bought for $2.
What? What? Yeah. Say that again?
You know, one of those internet, you know, stories like on Yahoo, and I'm just looking at this going, wow, a Billy the Kid photo. From way back then, it's appraised at $5 million. Someone found it in some little, you know, some little thrift store that they thought it was kind of like probably, you know.
Cool.
I don't know a lot about Billy the Kid, except that he was an outlaw. He was an outlaw, like a cowboy, right?
Yeah, like a Wild West.
Where
outlaw.
Did he hang? Like in the wet? Like down
Not
here in
sure.
Texas?
We got to brush up on our Clint Eastwood Western, spaghetti Western movies, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Well, John Wayne movies too, yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know if I've ever seen a John Wayne movie.
Emilio Estevez played him.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Wasn't he? Yeah. He played him in Young Guns.
Young Guns. Okay.
That was supposed to be Billy the Kid, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Was it? Cool. Okay. Now I remember that movie. Well, so, you know, Robin, always good to have you in studio.
Yeah. So I was, you know, I lived in Florida 20 years. So, of course, I was kind of hyper vigilant all weekend with.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought, thank God for Facebook. You know, all of my friends and people that I've known from all the different parts of Florida were all like reporting on Facebook over the whole weekend about the storm and where they were at and some great stories and interesting, you know, all the beaches and the ocean and the rivers, all the low pressure sucked all the water out of it, and that actually prevented a lot of flooding and storm surge. So it's kind of miraculous about some of the stories.
Yeah,
coming
it
forth.
Is.
It's
and
pretty
so,
cool.
Well, you know, my sweetie made it out in the last flight.
Oh, oh she wow. did. Was she there?
The last flight in. then again, it's kind of like okay, it's Spirit Airlines. Right.
Right.
And this is out of Tampa on Saturday.
Wow.
It's what is. Telling friends that, yeah, she got the last flight. Actually, I was telling Babe that, you know, right before the game. And he laughed. He looked at me. He's like going, I don't know what would be worse, going on the Spirit flight or just staying there.
Hey.
Yeah.
But
I like Spirit. I've had good experience with Spirit.
Yeah, but she made it back. She was stressed. And she also was interviewed in the airport.
Oh,
by
cool.
Fox News, so I have
that's
yet
cool.
to see the B-roll on that, but yeah,
that's
it'd
good.
Be kind of cool to see.
I got interviewed last Christmas when I was in the airport.
Really?
I don't know if it went on, I don't know.
For what? For Christmas? Something
just
holiday
because of it being crowded. And oh, yeah.
Christmas
they
traveling.
Well, yeah.
And the fact that you're tall, blonde, and gorgeous.
Exactly, yeah.
I was so
I'm
nervous.
Sure that had nothing to do
nothing
with it.
Nothing to do with you it. Know, absolutely nothing.
Seriously, think about that. Think about that. You know, when they do... You know, like Lexi and like Robin in the you know in the Tampa airport.
Well, yeah.
If they don't waste cuteness, I always say. Now, if they were fat and dumpy, would you think that they would be interviewing them? No, the fat and dumpy people. Where do they interview them? It sounded like a freight train when they go through tornado disasters, right? So, have you ever seen someone that is totally unbelievably good looking after a tornado? No, they always go for the rednecks. By double wide, spawn, and then they're tore it up. It sounded like a freight train, right?
Oh Danny, right? I didn't know you
it's
had
true.
That in you.
Anyway. We used to joke that like tornadoes were just, there was something magnetic about trailer parks that just attracted the tornadoes because that's the only place they ever hit. was trailer parks. They wouldn't touch regular residential areas. They only touched on trailer
Danny,
parks.
Danny doing that voice reminded me of an impression that I did for years and years and years. I recently did it for someone a couple of weeks ago, cracked him up. But, you know, when Pizza Patron first started, it was cheese and one topping, $4.99, cheese and two or three toppings, $5.99, right. And cheese and anything you want, four or more, anything you want. The sky's the limit, right. $6.99 for a 15-inch pie, which now I believe they're 14. But anyway, so we'd get people that would come in and they would say, okay, now I want, you know, I'm going to go into the voice here, but I want extra, 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 extra. I want extra, extra, extra cheese. You know, and we'd say, okay, I got it. We got it. Extra, extra cheese. And they'd open the box before they leave and say, this doesn't look like extra cheese to me, you know, and oh, you'd say, well, it really is. You know, the pie has to cook. You can only put so much
It'll
on it.
It'll slide off.
Yeah. Oh, well, it won't even cook. It's just too much food on one shell. And so anyway, kind of funny. Danny just reminded me of that.
Extra.
So, yeah, like the extra, extra. Oh, gosh, the stories I could tell. You know, people that friends of mine, dear friends of mine, still in the restaurant business. And, oh, my gosh, the things that people do to try to get something for free. I mean, it could be like it actually would make – they want to do like these live – what do you call the shows with the Dallas House?
Oh, yeah, reality shows.
Reality shows. Yeah. That would be like someone just traveling around and like watching the American
people. Stuff for free.
Yeah, trying to get people – trying to get stuff for free. So
I have a friend who's doing Airbnb, and they had a couple from France for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And, you know, she kept feeling like she should get some stuff along the way, but she waited till the end. And at the very end,
what do you mean get some stuff along the
like
way?
Like do evaluations. You're supposed to give them an evaluation at the end of their stay.
Oh, okay.
And so at the right towards the end, they started complaining out the wazoo. They wanted their money back. They wanted all this. And she has this beautiful magazine house, right? And they're like trying to go around and take pictures of stuff where the house was dirty and disheveled, and you know, I was like, and so she was just so wounded. She went over backwards. She treated him so great, and just at the end, they're like asking for all their money back for 6 weeks. Like, didn't have anything to complain upon the first 5 weeks.
Right.
Waited till the 6th week to tell her everything was wrong, and then trying to get Airbnb to demand the money back.
It doesn't surprise me, though. I had a conversation this morning, and we were talking about what an a-hole society the world has become. I mean, we started talking about North Korea. Like, really? How does that even still happen in the world? How is that still happening in the world? That in itself is mystifying. And then from there, it went on to, you know, just talking about just things and people do awful things, and that's one of the reasons I love, and people say awful things. I love what we're talking about today, the power of words, intentions, and thoughts.
Yeah.
And they are one. If you're thinking it, you might not be saying it, but even that's bad to even think it. So,
well, it gives off energy.
It does give off energy.
On all levels. Yeah.
It really does, you know. And so I always love talking about that with you. And we've got David Foreman back. He is a pharmacist and author, well-versed and educated on the healing power of herbs and vitamins. We're going to be talking about damaging brain-draining drinks and better nutrients to feed the brain. And you don't want to have a drained brain. You really don't, because, you know, you need it to have a good life. You really do.
Absolutely. It's kind of important.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, and I read a lot, and I saw, this is a good thing that I read, okay? I talked about the people that are awful in the world, but then here's some good stuff, okay? And this is from Mindful Magazine, October 2017, Extraordinary Acts of Kindness. So Nurse Stephanie Trahern at the Montreal Jewish General Hospital makes a tiny superhero cape for babies in the ICU.
Oh,
isn't that cute?
That's so sweet.
It's so cute. It's sweet, you know? And it's not the biggest thing, but but you say the energy, the intention
of
trying to help those babies heal and survive. And here's one I thought was really cool. In 1991, Pamela and Anil Malhotra bought 55 acres of desolate land in South India and founded SAI, it's a sanctuary, which today covers more than 300 acres and is home to more than 200 endangered plants and animals.
Wow. And let's not forget the viral picture on Facebook of the hot shirtless guy rescuing the baby manatee.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Out of the Wakala River, which it was one of those where all the water got sucked out. And so the manatees were left.
Aww.
They can't get around very well on land. So Yeah. So anyway.
I heard about that.
I didn't, you know what? I think I saw the image, but I did not read the story because I just, you know, there's so much information out there.
You know, this whole thing, and of course the pun about how great is humanity, you know, humanity.
Right. Yeah, really. And so, right. Well, here's a good one, too. And this goes to Florida. This happened in Florida when 10 people, including a family of six, got caught in a riptide at a beach in Florida. Around 80 other beachgoers formed a human chain and rescued all of them.
I remember that story. Yeah. Yes, that was not too long ago. That was in the Destin area, I think, or the Panhandle area.
Yeah, but how cool is that?
I think I was there around the time that happened. And
really?
It was during the, yeah, because I was there on a rainy week. And so it happened right around that time. I remember that. How cool. Who does that? Like, yeah. Who does that? That's pretty serious.
Not a-holes.
Not a-holes, no.
Good people do that.
That's right.
So let's spread the kindness. Let's spread the compassion. All right, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shop, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo poo pee doo.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Robin Perry Braun, and we've got I called you doctor. I like to give people medical degrees. Just give them out.
What the heck?
I have one.
Oh, you do?
I have one.
Oh, good.
Okay.
But I'm not all caught up in titles, so just call me Super. You can call me like Super Dave or Herbal Pharmacist.
I like that. Super Dave. Yeah. Super Dave, Dr. Foreman is a pharmacist. Yes. And
that
you're and I love your energy. I really do. I've never met you, but just your personality on the air, I don't know. It gives me the warm and fuzzy. So thank you so much for that. Because sometimes this job can be tough.
When I did my interview the other, whatever, last week, I think it was, I was like high for four or five hours.
Oh, good.
Like,
awesome.
I'm like, who needs drugs, man? Just tune into your program.
Hey, you're so sweet.
And we know you're on the coast of Florida there, so you actually might be a little fuzzy right now.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. And my prayers were answered for sure. I feel bad for the people that did have major damage. But I live in a heavily wooded neighborhood. And enough houses around that it really broke the wind. So we were without power for just a day, But we walked over to, we live near Lake Tarpon. We actually were able to walk to, it's about a mile away. And all the areas that were right along the water where the wind was able to keep its speed up, I mean, there were, you know, it's like every other tree was down. And
wow.
Yeah. So we're fortunate where I am. And I have the sound of a hurricane. People have no idea what it's to listen to that roaring sound.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nighttime when it hit here. So you couldn't see anything. But thank you for asking. We're good. I have numerous friends that didn't come out so good on this one. And
yeah.
So thank you for asking.
Well, no, we are concerned about the whole nation as a, you know, fellow Americans and, you know, just human beings living on the earth. And I'm going to give a shout out and say, God bless the trees, or the universe bless the trees. Somebody's got to protect the trees and the environment, and look how they save lives and keep our earth healthy. And yeah. I wish people were more conscious of the environment. And, you know, I saw a video. I know it's not what we're talking about here, but I saw a video the other day that was very disturbing. I put it on Facebook from, I believe the source was Verify. It's a local state. I don't know. Here I am talking about it. But anyway, somebody told me about it. But this gentleman does great investigative work and puts these videos out, and it's called verify.com, and it's out of Dallas. And so anyway, but it shows the destruction of all the garbage that we are, you know, putting on the earth, and all the things that we're manufacturing that are never going to be able to be recyclable. And we all need to be hypervigilant about it. We really do in order to save the earth. And so I'm going to jump off.
I agree. No, you're totally cool. It's fine. You know, there's a time and a place for everything. And you're right. I mean, I look at what happened. I have numerous friends that live in Houston, you know, and I, of course, reached out to all of them immediately. Luckily, I mean, I don't know how, but all of my friends there, I don't know how you got on high enough ground there, but anyway, they were on high enough ground to not have the flooding. But you know, I think people don't realize, like, that, like you just said, like the where the trees begin, which is about a half mile, and I have like a heavily forested area right behind my house, and then like the trees right behind my house, not one of them are down. And then as you go further back into the woods, you can start seeing them go down. At the very far end, man, that's where the devastation was. And I'm
right.
Like, if I had to been near those trees, I have one of those birdcage lanai things. It would have been on the other side of my house.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just people have no realization of what we're doing. And then, you know, you look at the man-made structures that were up, you know, from service stations to whatever, and those things blew over in billboards and signage, and I'm like, right. Yeah, they weren't supposed to. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting preachy now too.
Yeah, we should do. We're gonna have to. Yeah, we'll just talk sometime about nothing except just talking about what's important to us, you know. And it's true. I mean, living here in Dallas, there is so much construction. I feel like I just have this overwhelming feeling like I want to run to the country. I don't know. Something about it is very deeply disturbing. It's like there's not enough. Yes, there's not enough nature. And so, and you know, that's kind of what we're talking about. This is all connected. Let me continue to give your bio, though, for people that are now joining us that didn't hear the very beginning. Dr. David Foreman is a pharmacist and author known to consumers nationwide as the Herbal Pharmacist. He is well-versed and educated on the healing powers of herbs, vitamins, and other natural supplements and how they interact with pharmaceutical drugs. Dr. David Foreman's career as a registered pharmacist gives him the foundation to now impart his expertise in physiology, pharmacology, and integrative medicine to educate consumers on cutting-edge approaches to natural health and healing. Your shift from traditional pharmacist to herbal pharmacist was based on his belief that education is the key to understanding that natural health plays a vital role in mainstream medicine, and he has dedicated his entire career to educating consumers about the benefits and power behind natural herb supplements and functional foods. And I absolutely love having you on the show. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today, Dr. Foreman. So we're talking about damaging brain draining drinks and better nutrients to feed the brain. So let's begin with this. So we all know that sugar is bad, but how bad is it for our brain, and what are the latest studies showing?
It's funny because, you know, I think we think of sugar being bad for your teeth, you know, waistline, and, of course, blood sugar for people that have diabetes concerns. But a recent study showed that people who consumed sugary beverages, and in this study they broke it down into quantities, but people who consumed three or more sugary beverages per day, it aged your brain with regards to memory by 11 years.
Wow. That doesn't surprise me, though.
Anything more than two. Yeah, so, and it's interesting because so there's a lot of people listening now. They're like, yeah, dude, it's okay. I drink diet. It, you know, I drink diet soda and diet energy drinks. And, well, the same study shows that the same number of beverages but drinking the diet version increased your risk of dementia three times over people who don't. So, end of the story.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that, you know, so in science, I know, right? So anyway, sorry about that. So it just shows you, like, whether you're doing diet or sugar, I mean, it really, we need to go back to drinking what's, you know, natural water.
Right.
You know, tea.
Well, yeah, and there's lots of, you know, ways you can do that. You can get mineral water. There's all kinds of beautiful minerals waters out there, starting with Crazy Water, who's one of the sponsors of our show. But I knew about Crazy Water and their mineral water just came out, I used to drink the San Pellegrino, you know. And so it's a replacement. And here's the thing that I think the bigger picture with diet soda is there was new research that was released, I believe it was about a month ago, by Dr. Mercola about the connection between cancer, non-lymphoma Hodgkin's disease, cancer, and I'm not an expert here, so you have to help me out, Dr. Foreman. And also, I believe, leukemia. And it's like everybody wants to protect the big food, the big pharma, the big agriculture, and nobody wants to admit it or say that the FDA was wrong for ever letting that particular chemical, which is produced by Monsanto, by the way, letting it be released into the food base, if you will, of the American people.
Yeah, I mean, we could spend hours on that topic alone. And I'm a friend of Dr. Mercola's, and he does say the things that everybody needs to hear.
Right.
As radical as it sounds to people, and you know, with regards to the topic of sugar and its negative effects on your brain, well, aging your brain and/or aging your brain with regards to memory. You know, I think we always focus on. A lot of people aren't going to necessarily give up those beverages, even though I just told them how bad they are for them. And so, you know, you mentioned in my quote, you know, my intro of how I've learned how to take, you know, herbs and or foods and show, you know, teach people how to use those to, in this case, feed your brain. You know, there's so many things that age your brain. What can we do to, you know, slow down that aging of your brain? Because there are people that are listening right now that are totally into what you're talking about, but they're not going to make the change. They're going, no. Sorry, I'm not gonna stop drinking my Mountain Dew, or my Monster drink, or whatever. And so
until they're sick, and then they make the change. But then it's too late in a lot of cases.
Right. So there are four things. They're ABCD that you can add to your everyday diet or supplement program that will help your brain health. Do we have time for those?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was going to ask you if you wanted to stay on for the next segment. You want to stay on?
Oh, heck yeah! You go to commercial if you want. I'll hang tight. That's not a problem.
Yeah, well,
I have power and air conditioning, so I'm okay.
Okay,
dip in the pool.
Let's talk about this. So, let me go back. Okay, so why do you think we gravitate to sugar, and how can we break that cycle?
Well, number one, I think, and this is where I think everybody's hiding their head in the sand. I believe, and I've seen studies now showing sugar's addictive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. I mean, I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah.
I know so many people that have quote quit sugar. And after, you talk to them after 3 or 4 days, and they're the most miserable son of a gun you've ever met. They you know, they're achy. They have, you know, they're grouchy. They want to, you know, take a gun to someone's head. I mean, probably theirs. I mean, I know that sounds dramatic, but
no, it's true. It's a drug.
That's the same. That is the same stuff that happens to people that come off of an addiction, drugs, alcohol, or whatever. And so, and we know that it is. So I think that's why, honestly. And then, you know what? Gosh darn it, man, sugar tastes good.
Yeah.
End of story. You know what I mean? Seriously. Like, you know, and it's a great way to, quote, pick me up really quick. But the problem is it does a whole lot of other negative things to you. And so I think that's why.
You know, I want to inject something real quick just because I've, you know, been sensitive to sugar for almost 30 years. And there are a lot of other forms of sugar that don't have the same effect. We're basically talking about high fructose corn syrup, white sugar. But raw cane sugar is chemically different. When you get to natural sugars, and then, of course, you have things like stevia. Lots of alternatives that work. So.
Right, in very small amounts. I agree. Would you agree with that as well, Dr. Foreman?
Yeah, I do. I mean, honey is still sugar, but it's not going to have a negative effect.
Right.
What you're talking about, with just straight up refined processed sugar. I mean,
Maple syrup. Maple syrup is another great sweetener. I made my Bernie bars the other day. People said, did they have sugar in them? I said, no. I used a little bit of stevia. I used a liquid stevia, the glycerite kind, which is, I guess, a better form. That's, at least that's what I read.
Yep.
And then a little xylitol and a little bit of honey and a little bit of maple syrup. And they were fabulous. And they were just sweet enough, and it was all natural.
You know, can I ask?
Well, for the most part, yeah.
But, you know, can I ask, you know, we're talking about sugar, but what about your cheap carbohydrates, your cheap breads, your Wonder Bread, you know, white bread, you know, some of your cheap pastas?
Well, you know what? We're going
to go. Because that's sugar, too.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? Let's save it for after the break. How about that? So we're going to give you a little tease here. All right. Dr. Foreman, we'll be right back with you. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Robin Perry Braun, and Dr. David Foreman. For those of you just now joining us, Dr. Foreman is a pharmacist and author and known to consumers nationwide as the herbal pharmacist. This guy's amazing. He is. His shift from traditional pharmacist to herbal pharmacist was based on his belief that education is the key to understanding that natural health plays a vital role in mainstream medicine, and he has dedicated his entire career to educating consumers about the benefits and power behind natural herbs, supplements, and functional foods. Such an honor to have you on the show. Right before we went to break, we were talking about white bread and in the relationship. We were talking about sugar, and we're going to get to the ABCs, the ABCDs, I should say. But let's continue with that, Dr. Foreman, about white bread. Danny's question that
It's a phenomenal question, and it's actually one of my biggest little bugaboos I have in my head, like that I try to teach people, that I feel like we're so naive on, and I'm so glad to hear somebody ask it.
Yes,
I feel like those refined processed carbs, those starchy foods, bread, potatoes, white rice, any type of we'll say starchy product. It converts. So here's the way it works. Physiologically in the body, you eat a starch. Potato, rice, pasta, pick one. Bread. It immediately converts in your mouth, starts converting from that starch to sugar.
Yep.
It's a normal physiological process. So I think the reason that people have, and the more processed it is, i.e. white bread, you got it. To me, that's like having sugar just straight out of the, out of the jar. Is the worst form. So the more processed that starch becomes, the quicker it gets digested by the body, the quicker it gets converted into sugar, and then it's available to be absorbed into your bloodstream, and then it's going to do whatever. It could either add pounds on, mess up your brain. The study I was talking about really, was looking at sugary beverages, but I feel like those starchy foods are just as evil for not just your waistline and your blood sugar and your cholesterol, but also you know, for every aspect of health, they weaken your immune system. So I think it's a great, great question to bring up, and it's a great point because too many people are buffaloed by labeling on packaging, thinking that they're doing better, and they're really not.
Absolutely. And you know, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about the big food, you know, the big restaurants like McDonald's, and you know, that people go in there, they don't even think about what they're eating. They get a big sugary drink, and they get this white bread with this meat that, you know, the meat's been tortured. It's just like, I don't even know where to begin when I start talking about if getting a meal at McDonald's, you know, which evil to talk about first.
Yeah. So, you know, I think one of my points I love to bring up to people is this, the more processed it is from what it originally was, the less and less healthy it becomes. So I'm not against wheat. I'm against white, reduced, processed, bleached flour
right. That
came from wheat.
GMO wheat.
You got to throw in the whole genetically modified stuff, too. Let's not even get into that right now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm going to have you on to talk just about that specifically. That is such a huge subject.
But so what I teach people to do, and I've been doing it for years, is to eat whole foods. And they go, what's whole foods? I'm not going shopping there. I'm like, no, not the grocery store. Whole foods are those things that you can see it in its original form. It's an apple, not applesauce,
mm-hmm.
or apple juice. You know, it's a whole grain. It's not, you know, milled up into, you know, and bleached. So the more and more it gets away from its original state, the less and less healthy it becomes. And that's why we see so many foods now that are, quote, fortified, because we stripped all the good stuff out of them. And we got to start putting things back in there. Otherwise, they're nutritionally empty. Oh, and then they're nutritionally empty. So then the body's like, whoa, I still need nutrients. So I'm going to continue to eat. I'm going to eat more of it because there's some of it in here. And I'm just going to keep eating it until I get enough. And in the meantime, you're getting fat as heck and your blood sugar's off the charts and you die young. I'm sorry. You know, I'm getting harsh now, huh?
No, you're not getting harsh. People need to hear it. They need to have, not even hear it. They need to understand it, that there's a direct connection to what you eat and the quality of life that you have and the length of your life, you know, unless you get hit by a car, you know, something like that. I mean, but people don't realize what you put in your body is impacting your brain as well.
Yeah, exactly. And awesome segue. I give you a high five from Tampa, Florida. High five. So on the, you know, my ABCDs, you know, we're talking about whole foods. We're talking about things like avocados, because avocados are high in good fats, the fats that help, you know, the good fats that nourish your brain and other functionalities, but other key nutrients that help with balancing neurotransmitters. There's berries, which are my B for berries that are high in antioxidants that decrease inflammation. We add in any part of the body. Well, in this case, berries are great to help improve circulation and decrease inflammation in the brain. The next one's actually a supplement. I learned about it back in March. It's called Cognium. Unlike sugar that ages the brain, Cognium actually energizes the brain and protects it too. Again, this is a supplement called Cognium, so you'd have to go to your local, like, you know, your local Walgreens or Walmart, you know, Vitamin Shoppe type stores to pick it up. But
we love Vitamin Shoppe.
Oh, me too. Here's a little known fact. For 9 years, I was the medical advisor and spokesperson for Vitamin Shoppe. So,
really?
And that's why I, like, know the Dallas area so well and Houston area so well. Because they used to send me in and do in-store seminars, not promoting their products, but just promoting what I've learned about health and supplements. And Cognium is one of those supplements that, it has over 11 human clinical trials showing that it helps improve your focus and concentration. I started using it back in March, and I've noticed it helps.
Really? Is it contr- Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, it just helps you with my focus. It helps you with my focus, you know. And granted, I'm doing some work for the company that makes it now because I'm such a huge fan. I swear it's helped lower my handicap because I'm able to focus on the golf course better now. But,
nice. Well, is it considered a nootropic, right? Dr. Foreman? Is it considered a nootropic?
No, I wouldn't describe it that way at all.
No?
Its mechanism is to help improve circulation and drive the energy source the brain runs on to the areas that need it. In other words, it's like your house. You know, if your TV's not on, the energy's not going to the TV. It's going to the blender or your microwave. God forbid if you're using a microwave.
Yeah, I know, right?
But when you turn the TV on, then your house knows to send the energy to where your TV is. Well, the way Cognium kind of works is it improves circulation and then it helps drive the nutrients to the areas of the brain that are using it right now. So for me, I do a lot of writing and reading for research. And I notice I don't get as brain fatigued. And I was like, God, what the, you know, I feel like my brain is quote on, you know, like on caffeine, mm-hmm. but it's not a, but it's not a stimulant. So my brain feels like super charged and focused, but my body's like, oh yeah, cool. No, you know, no big deal. I'm not getting jittery like I would if I'd gone to the coffee shop and had, you know, a triple espresso shot and,
well, I'm definitely going to give it a try. I'm definitely going to give it a try and see what I think. And, you know, that's funny that you work for Vitamin Shoppe. Two of our sponsors are sold at Sun Warrior, and Squatty Potty now is sold at Vitamin Shoppe. So,
By the way, I'm a big fan. I've been listening to your commercials. Big fan of Squatty Potty.
Me too.
Too many people in this country have too much trouble. And I could just say to you, drink more water and eat more nuts and whole foods, and then you won't have that problem going to the bathroom. But in yep. the meantime, that's a great asset to have. No pun intended on the asset. Sorry,
yeah, no, it's so true. I mean, I was at a party, a family party. It was somebody else's family, but they're kind of like a second family anyway. And one of the people there said that she only went to the bathroom like twice a week. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. I'm like, you need to go get a Squatty Potty and you need to drink more water because that is not healthy for you, and you most assuredly will get sick. She's pretty young still. She's in her 30s, you know, early 30s.
Yeah,
but
right on.
In 10 years from now, she's going to be diseased if she doesn't handle that.
And people have no idea that.
Right.
I mean, I know we're talking about multiple topics here, but people have no idea how much that ages your body. It starts to degrade. And it'd be like at your house if you just start letting all the trash build up. You know, eventually it smells like that. You know, bad. So, oh yeah, you're gonna end up with BO, bad breath.
Yeah.
You know, oh yeah, then things don't start running right. Yeah, so it's too bad. I heard that as a sponsor, and that's super freaking cool. I love it. I'm sorry. Nobody ever talks about going to the bathroom.
No, I know. They don't. It's an uncomfortable subject. Poop poopy doo.
Once you own a Squatty Potty, you never go back.
No pun intended. Uncomfortable subject. Come on.
Well,
you get like one-liners coming out all over the place.
That's right.
Well, you know, and here's the funny thing: the girl that I was talking to, the young woman I was talking to, guess what she had in her hand, Dr. Foreman.
Soda.
A good old Pepsi. Yeah. She's like, but yeah, I don't right drink on. Them very often. I'm like, you know what? Once is too much. But
well, you know, that seriously, you know the old saying, you can never have too much of a good thing. What I'm going to ask you, Dr. Foreman, is can you have too much fruit? Can you have too many, let's say, grapes? Can you have too many bananas in one setting?
Yeah, I believe, yeah, you can have too many grapes and you can have too many bananas. If that's like the only fruit you're having, you're going to become nutritionally deficient somewhere else. By the way, those two foods are super high in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, eating it in its whole form is healthier because you're still getting the fiber and other nutrients. Like out of the grapes, you're getting all the you know awesome antioxidants out of the skin. Out of the banana, a few minerals. But for me, and here's the thing: I'm a realist. I'm all about balance. I'm all about everything. Too much of a good thing is not always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do say that. And that's why you do need to change up your fruits. And I tell people, like, you guys live in a warm environment, so you're able to get fresh, locally grown veggies and fruits, or at least close by from other states nearby, even though Texas is like half the country. Well, I drove from Florida to California and back, and it's 990 miles of my 2,400 was in Texas.
That's
Texas,
right.
Across I-10. So, but yeah, anyway, I try to get people to eat what's seasonal. That way you're changing it up. So, you know, melons are really popular right now. Eat honeydew, eat cantaloupe. I'm not as big of a fan of watermelons anymore. You know, when apple, you know, soon we're coming up on apple season, so switch over to apples. But just to focus in on one or two particular fruits, yeah, it's better than not having any fruit at all. But I really think that, you know, if you eat too much of any one, you're missing out on other things.
Absolutely.
And again, it's all about balance. It's mm-hmm. all about moderation. Do I drink wine? Do I drink a beer once in a while? Yeah, I do. But, you know, it's not like I'm drinking, you know, I love baseball. I don't go to, you know, when I go to a game, I get a bag of, you know, peanuts and a beer.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. You know, you gotta live. If you feel guilty about everything you ate, that's not, you know, life. You know,
right.
For me, God told us to, you know, have an attitude of gratitude in all things. So when you're having that really bad food and that, like your friend having her Pepsi, at least be grateful you can have a Pepsi, but don't make it a habit.
All right. High five there, Dr. Foreman. Loved your content. Thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
All right, take care.
All right, everyone. That's Dr. David Foreman. You know what? We'll be right back with Robin Perry Braun.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Robin Perry Braun. I want to let everyone know to listen to our podcast as well from Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcast, and TuneIn. You can go to our weekly newsletter, too. You can find it on oneliferadio.com to subscribe. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors again, Charlotte's Web. What a great company it is. It really is. You need to investigate it. Go to their website, cwhemp.com. There's a lot of really important information on that website. I encourage everyone to visit them. Crazy Water, we talked about it earlier. Mineral water, so amazing for your body. All the minerals that your brain needs, and it comes straight from a well naturally right here in Mineral Wells, Texas. And, of course, the Squatty Potty. We already talked about that. And the International Society of Sports Nutrition and Sun Warrior, again. Sold at Vitamin Shop. It's a great raw vegan plant-based protein powder, and they've got the Soul Good bars, and they've got the vitamins for her, vitamins for him. Go to their website, sunwarrior.com. Robin, I always love having you in studio. I think that what we do is so important. A lot of people cannot afford to see a shrink.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. They don't have the time or the money, but yet so many of us walk around damaged, and damaged especially from the power of words, intentions, and thoughts. So
Absolutely. Can
you explain that they're about this power and what it is?
Yes, and psychology would always tell you your words have power, and then even from like a spiritual or biblical standpoint, we talk about this, but I want to talk about it from a quantum physics standpoint where this is measurable. Now, one of the things I do with every client the first time I see them is I muscle test them, which is applied kinesiology, and I will do this specifically to show them how powerful their thoughts are and their words are to either create and grow and build, or destroy and tear down. And they're always shocked. If they've never had this done before, they're shocked that my thoughts can affect your energy. They
mm-hmm.
can affect that. My thoughts can make you strong or weak, even from the other side of the world. And really, that's kind of what we think of as prayer. And there's experiments by Dr. Masaru Emoto to even validate that there is this power that quantum physics measures that is measurable. This is quantifiable stuff.
Absolutely.
And so this isn't just woo-woo, this isn't like metaphysical stuff. This is stuff that quantum physics can actually measure and has science behind. So when we shift to that thought and we realize that my words, my thoughts about myself, my thoughts about you, the words I speak out loud about myself, about others in the world, and even my intention, what is my motive? These all things have a measurable power that either can create and build or destroy and tear down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's hard to sometimes manage those emotions. If someone's hurt you or they've said something to you that's just not cool and wrong on every level. And I know this happened to me just recently. One particular person said something that like really screwed me up for days because I'm not one to like counterattack and say,
right.
You know, I'm just not. I don't. Yeah, you have to almost force me into a corner and beat me up to get me to defend myself. I'm getting stronger as I get from working with you, actually, from learning to stand up to myself when people are awful. But, you know, a lot of people just don't think, I think, before they just blurt stuff out.
They really don't. And this is a whole other topic, which I've talked about multiple times, which is the lack of emotional maturity in America. We're not taught on how to process our emotions at a young age. We're not taught how to express them. We're not given a safe place. So we bottle them up inside and then we explode and we say all kinds of awful things because we didn't deal with the energy of that emotion at the time we felt it, which we could have handled it appropriately then. It's usually when we haven't addressed it and we've let it build up that we explode and say awful things. Or we're programmed to do it. If my parents told me I was an idiot, then it would be normal and natural if I never questioned that that's what parents say to their children. Then I'm going to say that to my kids because I never stopped to measure how much it damaged me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll turn around and do the same thing. This happens every day as well.
Well, what is the effect of negative thoughts, words, and intentions?
Well, you know, so one of the studies that Dr. Emoto did, and this is all, you can find this on YouTube and all kinds of things, is he took water out of a polluted source, he froze it so you could see what it looked like under a microscope, crystallized, and he exposed these different waters to words, to music, and some of them he just wrote words on a piece of paper. Some he had 500 people send positive thoughts towards this water, and then he froze it and he put it under a microscope. And depending on whether it was a positive or negative intention or word or energy given toward it, would either be a beautiful snowflake-looking crystal or it would be some really chaotic, you know, kind of ugly pattern. And another experiment was he took rice, and he had three rices. He had a positive rice, an ignored rice, and a negative rice. And he put them in jars, and that was the three intentions. They were in separate parts of the house. So one thing of rice, you spoke positive things over, one you ignored, and one you spoke negative things over. And then he would see the effects on how quickly, it spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And and this has been repeated a bunch of times, the rice that they spoke positive words over didn't go bad. It didn't spoil. So literally,
so
when we bless our food or we speak over our food, we are actually causing something energetically that's scientifically measurable to impact that food.
Well,
so when you're drinking
gratitude.
That Pepsi,
yeah, when what?
When you're drinking that one Pepsi that you drink once a year,
yeah,
bless that Pepsi. Speak over that Pepsi. At least you're improving a little bit.
The thing about the Pepsi too is the high fructose corn syrup. Not that
it's,
you know, there's healthier ways to drink cola. If you want a cola, just find one that's a little
and
healthier.
There's stevia colas.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, you don't have to completely give it up.
I was just joking about that.
Yeah, I know.
But so they're able to really study the impact of words on, in measurable ways, which is really interesting. Even the AMA, who doesn't really know how to do therapy, they don't teach their people on therapy, they will tell you that they believe that 90%, 80 to 90% of all disease is rooted in problems in thinking and problems in emotions.
Oh, absolutely.
And they'll affirm that, even though they don't know how to treat that.
Mm-hmm.
But they will affirm
that. Well, what is
that.
The best way to treat it? If you're a, you know, a hot mess out there that goes around just running your mouth and talking bad to people, where should they start?
Very good question. So I think on the level of personal is that first we have to drink the Kool-Aid, if you will, that it matters, that our words and our thoughts really do matter. And if we change our words and thoughts, our life will change. And this is quantum physics called the law of attraction. And basically, like attracts like. When we think high, we call high frequency or positive things. Mm-hmm. When we say that high frequency positive things, when we feel high frequency positive emotions, we attract good things in our life. So if your motivation is to improve your life, that's a good motivation to change. It, you know, there's find your niche. Find your niche.
Right.
Becoming mindful takes work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you believe the outcome is that your life will shift and change, then even just a little bitty change can make a huge shift.
More success. Success begets
Absolutely.
Success, and failure begets more failure.
Right. And all this goes in our thinking. And if, what I do particularly is find this trauma and the trapped emotions that have caused us to believe the things we believe. And I disconnect the emotions from the beliefs, and then we can reprogram the beliefs. So it really is, it's not just about what we do consciously. It's about that subconscious, which is like an iceberg, that we're not even aware that we're thinking and saying. And that's the deeper work. But everybody can become mindful and start paying attention to what they're thinking and saying and realize that this energy is either tearing down or building. And if they get nothing else from this radio show, start paying attention mm-hmm. to what you think, what your intentions are, and what you're saying. And is it mostly positive or is it mostly negative?
How do you flush thoughts? Like if you're having, you know how, what do they call that when you think about, I can't think of the word right now, but when you repetitively think about something over and over again, obsessing about something, and you just can't get it out of your head.
Well, I'm going to tell you that most of the time when we obsess about something, something else is bothering us, something
mm-hmm.
emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And the obsession is a way to try to vent that emotion in another direction. Find a friend to talk to. There's something else that's really bothering you. And the obsession is a way to try to control that emotion. So it's not about the obsession. It's about what's underneath it that's really going on.
Yeah. Oh, really good stuff. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Robin Perry Braun. You can find all of our experts at oneliferadio.com. And, you know, a shout out to our sponsors again, because they bring this content to you. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, CWHemp.com, I almost said the vitamin shop. Well, maybe that's a good
thing.
That'd
be cool.
That would be cool. I'd love to have them jump on with us. And we've got a big announcement coming up, too, hopefully here in a couple of days, but I can't talk about it till it's inked. So, but everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.